The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on Kent Business Radio, on Biz Radio and channelradio.co.uk/2 on this Tuesday, the 6th of March. My name's Paul Andrews and my co-host for today is the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay, how are you?
Well, I've just put my sledge away, actually.
You did what?
I've just put my sledge away.
Did you?
Yeah.
Is that a euphemism?
No, I was sledging everywhere, as you may have seen.
I heard, didn't you break a couple?
Well, going down the slopes.
I actually saw someone on Twitter, it might have been you, and it might have been Whitstable, it might have been Tankerton Slopes, actually, but somebody was moaning about the discarded broken sledges.
Really?
Did you see it? There was they'd taken a photograph as well. There was a pile of broken sledges. Yeah.
And who's going to clear them away?
Exactly.
Some
yeah.
Pixie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see my igloo photo of me and new husband?
I did. I couldn't work that out because you threw me there because you were on the way to Alamos. Were you not?
I might allegedly. I might have taken the photo the next morning.
Because the headline on your photo on Twitter was on the way to Alamos with my new husband and Cassie the dog, and we were in this igloo. And I'm thinking, you're going to a Moroccan and you're in an igloo. That doesn't work.
And also, the dog doesn't go to Slope Off Friday.
No. I thought she's taking the dog to Slope Off Friday. And really?
But the dog does like a shawarma now and then.
I bet he does.
A little Moroccan,
she does.
Or a little bit of tabbouleh.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
But that was a real live igloo that somebody built. They spent 8 hours building that.
Really?
And I noticed that there was a whole hashtag igloo watch,
really?
Which I got into. There were igloos all around the UK, and of course, our lovely guest Ramsay. He is Scottish, as you know, and did you see the drifts up in Scotland? Amazing. Yeah. I mean, they really struggled up in, didn't they, Ramsay?
They did indeed.
I'm bringing him in because I just like his accent.
Well, I get stuck as well. I get stuck a couple of mornings ago out in the back of Doddington, up in the North Downs.
Yeah.
And the car got buried in snow, and another 4x4 came up behind me. Was going to take me home to get a shovel to dig it out. We get stuck in that. A tractor came along, managed to free the both of us off. But what managed to happen in the interim, I managed to, as I do, got out the car and got a photograph of it, really nicely buried in the drift. Emailed it to a friend, who then sent it back to me with four penguins photoshopped on top of it. So I've got this great little photograph of the car.
Who are these people that have time to
do that? Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, but it is good, though, isn't it?
It is lovely.
I do like that kind of thing.
I was swerving to avoid the penguins.
Pick up a penguin.
I was going to say, though, the cost to business of this snow, because I know many, many small businesses had to shut because the staff couldn't get in Kent. I'm talking about Kent because that's all I know about at the moment. But staff couldn't get in, or customers couldn't get in. So, I mean, my butcher stayed open, which was brilliant, but a lot of the little shops.
Let me just inform the rest of the UK about this.
Yeah.
Because it is quite straightforward. Everybody moans about how unprepared we are when it snows. Yeah. The fact is, and they all go, oh, in Sweden or Canada, they,
Romania.
But in Sweden and Canada, they get 45 foot of snow every day, and their entire infrastructure is based on the fact it's going to snow. Yeah. In the UK, certainly in the south of the UK at least, we get snow once every 10 years. So preparing yourself to deal with snow on that basis is a waste of time. It's just cost too much. You're better off just having a week off.
I kind of like the way that it slows things down. My new husband stayed at home every day, which in the beginning I thought, oh God, because I have to do all his meals and he never stops eating. Lunch, Levenses.
It interrupts your drinking, really, doesn't it?
It does, really, also my social life.
Yeah.
but it was really nice the way it slowed down because he actually walked with me to check on my elderly mum, who's 87. And so we took time, instead of having a lunch hour, we went and saw my mum and took her Daily Mail and
then spent some time in an igloo.
Yeah, exactly. So the igloo was actually an answer to your question, Paul Andrews, the next morning. If you look carefully, you'll see I'm sans makeup.
Absolutely. I noticed.
Yes, a little bit.
And you were sober, so I knew what time it was as well.
But the slope off was amazing. We had, of course, we had 13 cancellations. People, and poor Alan McCabin of Bradley's, he set out, and then this person warned him that she'd tried the journey the day before, and it had taken her 8 hours to get from Sittingbourne via bus. So Sittingbourne, then you had to change, hop off and change in some hamlet, and then hop off at another hamlet and change there. So I said to him, he phoned me, I said, turn around, you know, don't. So he's very upset because he's the mascot. Who might our sponsor be?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. I was wondering whether you were ever going to get round to that. Yeah. I want to say a massive thank you to this week's show sponsor. In fact, this month's show sponsor, who are the lovely folks at All Health Matters, based in Canterbury. And All Health Matters are a lovely firm that help you with your occupational health needs. So if you've got a business and you want to look after your colleagues, your workforce, and the people that work with you, All Health Matters are the people. And you can check them out. Their website is allhealthmatters.co.uk.
So would that be things like the level of your desk and backache?
They do ergonomics, but they also do like flu jabs. And if you're going abroad, they'll work out all your immunisation and stuff like that.
Excellent.
They come and do blood pressure stuff. They've got a team of doctors that work for them. I actually spoke at their staff conference back into last year.
Well, there's a surprise. You're speaking at somebody's conference.
I know.
My goodness.
Down in Folkestone, really interesting. They've got a lot of medical expertise from all around Europe, actually.
I was chatting to them about, when I was in Namibia, about taking my malaria tablets, which cost me a fortune. And in the end, I didn't take them because I took them previously when I was in somewhere else, can't remember, Zimbabwe, I think. And they made me so ill, and I had nightmares, and they give you really bad nightmares.
Years and years ago, I was speaking at a conference in Sri Lanka.
As you do.
At the University of Colombo. And we stayed at the Browns Beach Hotel, which had been a lovely hotel in colonial days. It's seen better times now. Anyway, my wife at the time, and my oldest son, and my had all been taking malaria tablets. But the other two got really, really sick as soon as we arrived there on the malaria tablets.
Yeah, and they're lethal.
And we went to dinner, and they both went, "Oh, can't face this," and went back to the room to lay down. And I ended up having to eat three curries.
Well, there's a hardship.
What a blow that was.
Yeah.
And that made me sick.
No, it didn't.
Well, it did, because I ate too much curry.
You've got a constitution. Like
I know.
Cast iron.
There you go.
Going back to Sri Lanka, fabulous tea, of course.
A lovely tea.
Beautiful, pure. Do you remember?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, and you're not wrong. I mean, the tea tastes absolutely different there because it's, you know, it's grown locally and it's organic
it's so
and
pure.
Not messed with. Yeah,
so pure.
Fantastic.
And the tea wallahs.
I actually, while we're talking about that, I actually own half a Buddhist temple there as well.
Do you?
Yeah.
I never knew you were a Buddhist. No, I'm not.
I had a tour of Colombo. You know those little three-wheel motorcycle things that they, like rickshaw things?
Yeah.
There was a lad called David that took me around. And he took me around all day for a few rupees, cost hardly anything, and he showed me the sights and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
And when he took me back to the hotel, he said, "Oh, Mr. Paul," he said, "can I be really rude?" And I went, "Yeah." He said, "Can I show you something in my home village? It's only like 5 minutes drive away." Mm. Oh, yeah, go on then. So we drove to his home village, and they were rebuilding a temple there.
Oh.
And I went inside, and it was like a little village church, to be honest.
It was like a temple.
Yeah, but it was a temple, not a church, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm saying, you know.
I think most listeners do know what a temple looks
like. No. But what I'm saying is, it wasn't any big gothic thing or, you know, a cathedral-like place or anything like that. It was a tiny little village shrine thing. But it was absolutely stunningly gorgeous. But the roof had come in.
Oh.
So they were re-roofing it. And they were selling roof tiles, yeah? you bought a roof tile. And you put your name and address on the back, and then they put the roof tile on the roof. Yeah,
oh,
and that's how they were re-roofing it. So I bought a couple of roof tiles. Anyway, when I got home from Sri Lanka, I had pocketfuls of rupees, and I went to the bank, and they refused to change them because you know it was all too small.
Yeah.
So I put them in an envelope, and I just mailed them all to David and said, you know, buy some more roof tiles.
Yeah.
And about 6 months later, I got a photograph of two Buddhist monks and this David. And they'd managed to complete the roof with what I'd sent back to them, which was about £10. It was, you know, it was nothing, really. But they finished the roof.
Well, let's all go there.
Yeah, exactly.
And check it out.
No, I'm allowed, because I own the roof.
Well, but as co-presenter, I think I could mince along.
Oh, okay.
And they've probably got their own elephant, haven't they?
They've definitely got their own elephant.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They definitely have their own elephant, yeah.
That's a shaggy dog story, really. That could
No, it's a shaggy
forever.
Elephant story.
I love that.
Anyway.
I also wanted to mention, that also
then.
With Ramsay, Ramsay Cowan, do I say?
Indeed.
I said it right. Because I didn't spell his name correctly, Paul. I spelt it Ramsey.
Easily done.
Not very Scottish.
I've done that myself in the past.
It's bad. Mm. So I have been corrected that it's Say.
Yep.
We also have the lovely Ellie Kakia.
Kakia. Got it.
And she's obviously from a very exotic country called Malta, which is where the Kakia comes from. And she's going to be talking to us about her renowned resourcing. And she's also a Gemini, which excites me. And then flanking her and Ramsay, we have the lovely Susie Fish.
Hello.
Wearing her tropics scarf.
Indeed.
And Susie's going to be talking about green beauty and how she can stop you getting all sorts of awful chemicals. Well,
that's fantastic. And we've also got a guest joining us on the phone, Penny Wallace from Best Business Events. So we've got a packed show. But of course, we do want to hear from you, all the businesses out there, both of you that are listening. It would be nice to hear from you. We have, in fact, had 1,933,763,008 tweets.
Is that all?
Yeah,
must
we're a bit down
snow.
This week.
It must be the
yeah.
snow.
So, and we've got some emails to read. So I'll tell you what, we'll kick off if you want, Jules. Do you want to read a tweet?
I will, actually.
Or shall I read a tweet?
Well, no, I'm going to say that hello to Peter Allen, who's just down the corridor.
He's
actually.
Next door.
He is, next door but two. And he says that he's really excited to hear Tropic by Susie Fish. He knows her well from the Slope Off Friday, of course.
You want to pop round her and spray some in his face, and he'll think we've got interactive radio, won't he?
He will. He'll love that. Yes, a bit of vitamin toner, in case anyone was wondering what I'm going to spray in his face.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing nasty.
No, because they just had a go at me, listener.
It smells lovely, lovely, lovely. Also, Fruitworks have asked, hello, Jules Serkin. They don't talk about you. Mm. Could we please have a bunker shout-out, please? Hashtag, hang on. Could we have a shout out, please, for Digital Meetup? This sounds interesting. It's at Fruitworks in Canterbury. It's on March the 14th. It's at 6 p.m, which is a very good time to have a digital meetup, I fear, or I think.
There's nibbles and drinks as well.
As well, though, they didn't mention that.
No, no.
I'll be there.
There you go.
So that's just off Stour Street.
It's 77 Stour Street.
77 Stour Street. And there is parking nearby. Mm-hmm. So mince along to that, March the 14th, 6 p.m. at Fruitworks, Canterbury. Nibbles.
I've had a tweet from Neville Gaunt. And he says, can we have a shout out, please? I'm looking for SME owners with a startup story to be included in a book for entrepreneurs. Just contact me for details. And you can contact him by following him on the Twitter, Neville Gaunt, and give him a DM.
He's not at all gaunt.
What?
He's not at all gaunt, Neville.
Is he?
He's not at all gaunt.
No, no.
He's not.
Oh, I got it first time.
No.
You don't have to tell me three times. Well, you, my mum.
Right, I'm ignoring you.
Have you got your vest on?
So we've had a tweet from MMK Mind. Sorry about the heckling, listener. You know, terrible. Great to see you celebrating, they say, the hashtag NAW2018.
That's National Apprenticeship Week, and we're going to be talking to Ramsay in the second part of the show about apprenticeships. And,
we are indeed.
And celebrating National Apprenticeship Week 2018, which it is this week.
And MMK Mind say, I think an apprenticeship provides an invaluable opportunity to learn about sectors and necessities while you may not be sure, which you may not be sure of before, like mental health. So good one. I also think Ramsay will agree, you know, without apprentices, we'll be scuppered. We have very, very short workforce, especially hospitality.
810,000 unfilled job vacancies right now at the moment in the UK.
Yeah, sledge collector. There's one.
Sledge collector is a new one. Yeah, absolutely.
Very, very, I was going to read an email, Paul.
Oh, go on then.
While you play with your marbles.
Yeah.
So this is from Debs Apsland. And I'm going to read out her email at the end of this, so if you have a little pen or a quill ready. She says, hello, I wanted to let you know about a festival we're putting on, which is on the 12th of May.
Oh, this is brilliant. This is brilliant, this.
At the fabulous Quex Park. She says it's a festival with a slight difference. We'd be so grateful if you could give us a mention on the Business Bunker show. It's called Festability. It's a fully inclusive festival. In addition to the two stages filled with a huge variety of acts, there's a karaoke tent, the fun fair, a food and craft stall, and of course, the beer tent. I thought you were waving at me, but you're scratching.
No.
The beer tent, but we'll also have a changing places suite, more disabled toilets, and more inclusive opportunities. It's quite mysterious, this. What's an inclusive opportunity?
Well, basically, it's a music festival that's going to cater for people with supporting needs and disabilities.
Brilliant.
Whereas most music festivals don't. It's for able-bodied people too, but they're putting an emphasis on making it a practical experience for people with disabilities. And I think that's rather nice.
Amazing. Hmm. So they said, going to a festival is fun, but so often we face challenges. For example, going to the loo ourselves becomes an issue. We can't leave our child alone, or sometimes it becomes a sensory overload and we have to leave. So we'll also have trained staff on hand to help out, and a quiet zone so families can take a break rather than leave. And they say that everyone is welcome, disability or not. And they're also looking for sponsors. So if any of your listeners would like to find out more, please tell them to get in touch. So here's the email. You'll be writing to Debs Apsland of Festability. And it's Debs, D-E-B for Bertie, S for Sugar, at Festability, festability.co.uk. That's amazing. I'll tell you something, Paul Andrews. It's not just if you've got a disability of some sort. When I go to a festival, I worry about going to the loo.
Well, you're a bit of a loo. You're a bit of a loo aficionado, aren't you, though?
Well, I am.
You like a loo, don't you?
I do like a loo.
Amanda was saying to me the other day that she was starting to follow your lead and checking out the loos and taking photographs of loos wherever you go.
Well,
my favourite one was the loo that you took a picture of in Namibia, in the bush.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the Kalahari. Was it in the Kalahari?
It was in the Namibian desert.
Yeah, the Kalahari.
Yeah.
So you were in the Kalahari. And it was a fantastic picture because she said, here's a picture of the loo, and you thought, this is going to be evil. Yeah, this is going to be evil. And it was absolutely gorgeous, wasn't it?
It was amazing.
It was in a mud hut, but it was an absolutely gorgeous loo until she panned round and there was no back wall to the loo. It was just open to the bush.
Open to the Kalahari. Any lion that wants to come in.
But it was gorgeous, wasn't it? It had a little hand basin and a little soap and a little vase of flowers and all kinds of it. Really lovely. Yeah. Just no back wall to the loo.
It was like, you can imagine Fred Flintstone's toilet.
Yeah.
Because there was a boulder, wasn't
there? Yeah.
And that was it. And just complete amazing. Yeah. I loved Namibia. I've got a feeling I will go back there. I feel very fond of
Namibia. Namibia is a very special place, isn't it? I've been to Chobe in Namibia. It's really nice.
And I also love Zambia and Zambezi. I'm very excited about what's happened with Mugabe going, and I know the crocodile is up there at the moment, but I think it's really hugely important.
Mm.
Times are changing.
Absolutely. Cool. Good stuff.
How do we get onto toilets? Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But it's true, when I go to a festival, I do, of my age, you know, I like to, you know, if you're drinking.
Well, a lady of your age with your comestibles, it's an occupational hazard, isn't it?
Getting to the loo is, you know, when you've got all those heaves of crowds, and I'm so polite, I go, excuse me, and Gab laughs at me, he just goes, for God's sake, just go.
Just shove.
And I go, excuse me, may I get through? It just doesn't work at festival.
Nah, you're just too polite.
I am, darling, I'm far too polite.
Yeah. Never mind. I've had a tweet from Justin Dean of Creative Motion. He says, can we have a shout out, please? If you shout out our name, recommend us, you can win an award, winning sparkling wine from Bindon Vine. So basically what he wants you to do is tweet out Creative Motion, which is a Twitter handle, and shout out their name. And I guess if you put Bindon Wine in there, he'll know why you're shouting it out. They're a video production company. So you can win some Bindon Wine by just mentioning his name.
I love
Bindon. There you go. It's easy, isn't it?
One of my favourites.
It is, isn't it? Mm. Yeah. You have drunk a lot of it, haven't you?
Mm. Mm. Just the odd one or two.
Yeah. We need to play a record in a minute.
But all right.
Shall we tell the listeners about what's happening with you in the next couple of weeks? Shall we give them a little bit of an advance warning?
If you want.
Just so they can emigrate or something.
Is it something about Tuesday, April the 10th?
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
You want me to do it?
Well, you do it so nicely.
You want me to do the big build-up?
You're so much joke.
It's with great pleasure. It is with fantastic pleasure that we announce the return of the famous Jill Serkin and her absolutely brilliant Scoff and Quaff show.
A far superior show.
The far superior show.
Yes.
It's back. The food and drink show, Scoff and Quaff.
Yes.
It will be relaunching here on channelradio.co.uk/2. On April the 10th, Tuesday, April the 10th, from 11 till midday.
Yeah, 11 to 12.
Yeah.
So sort of 11s. So I'd love you all to tweet in with your 11s stories, but of course any other food issues that you have. Yeah. We've got some great guests. I'll give you a snippet. We're starting off. One of our guests on the 10th is a lady that I found. It's a company called Conscious Chocolate. It's the most divine raw chocolate that you can ever, you can eat lots of it. You know, it's very nice. It's very good for you.
When you say you can eat lots of it, there's no ban on, you know, you can eat lots of any old chocolate. It's just not good for you.
The good thing was, Paul Andrews, when I phoned her to invite her on the show and say how marvellous her chocolate was, she offered to send me, like, reams of it to try out before the show.
No.
I heard myself saying, yes, please.
Who'd have thunk it, eh? Yeah. Jules starts a food and drink show to get free food and drink.
Well, the last time when I was on Channel Radio, I put on about 4 stone doing that show. You
can worry. So did I. Making me try stuff I didn't want to eat. Well, she even made me eat crickets.
Yeah, well, you made me eat Scorpios.
Scorpios.
Well, that's Ramsay.
Scorpios, Ramsay. He's
but Paul, don't let her do that. That's not helpful.
But you did. You made me awful things live on air.
Crickets. I like the roasted crickets. They were good.
Yeah, well, you like things like that. But ribbit. Listen, we've got Salon123 has just tweeted in. So she's listening in and looking forward to listening about to Susie Fish. And I am wearing Susie Fish's lipstick and lip liner today.
Well, give it back.
That was quite funny. Thank you. Yeah, I'm quite impressed. Before you go on...
Quickly, because I've got to play a record, because I've got to get a guest on the phone.
I've got something to read.
Oh, go on then.
Cold call and email prospecting for new customers. It's the 7th of March, listener. It's at King's Hill. And there is a little Twitter handle here, which is faded out, but I think it's at Business Events 1. And it's a masterclass on cold calling. So as I said, it's the 7th of March. It's 9:30 a.m. to 12:30. It's 95 plus VAT, £95 or rupees, I'm not quite sure. Churchill Square Business Centre, Kings Hill, West Malling, ME19, 4YU. And you can go on to masterclasseskent.co.uk.
Thank you. Right, I'm going to play a track now. I'm going to indulge me in this because it's a track for my lovely partner, Amanda. And the reason I'm playing it is that March is her birthday month, and we do have to celebrate her birthday for the entire month.
Is she Aries?
No, it's Amanda. Yes, she's Aries.
She's Aries. Okay. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
For all of March.
Absolutely.
It's a lovey-dovey song.
Yeah. This is our song.
He's in love, listener. He's in love.
You're the light, you're the night, you're the color of my blood. You're the cure, you're the pain, you're the only thing I wanna touch. Never knew that it could mean so much, so much. You're the fear, I don't care, cause I've never been so high. Follow me through the dark, let me take you past the satellite. You can see the world you brought to life, to life. So love me like you do, la la, love me like you do. Love me like you do, la la, love me like you do. Touch me like you do, ta ta, touch me like you do. It's the holy grail I've gotta find. Only you can set my heart on fire, on fire. Yeah, I'll let you set the pace, cause I'm not thinking straight. My head's spinning around, I can't see clear.
The Networkers Networking Event, a full-day event helping business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. Three great speakers, eight of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50-plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking Event. It's an event not to be missed.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. RiftAccounting.com.
ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live, register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent Business Community today. Grow your business with Kent's best business events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on Kent Business Radio, on Biz Radio and channelradio.co.uk/2 on Tuesday the 6th of March. I'm now joined on the phone by the lovely Penny Wallace. Hello, Penny. Are you there? Hello? Oh, there you are. Hello?
Turn her up.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Sorry. Yeah, I don't know what happened there. There was a bit of a delay, but we got you now.
He was too busy swooning over Ellie Goulding.
I was, yeah. Penny, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. Penny's from Best Business Events, and we're going to kind of talk to you about the Grow East Kent event that you got coming up shortly. So why don't you tell us all about it? What's happening?
Yeah, well, we've got a fantastic event coming up at the end of the month on the 29th of March at the Spitfire Ground in Canterbury.
That's the County Cricket Ground, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the one. And it's in its second year. We've got, sort of following the success of the event last year.
It was rammed, wasn't it?
I know. It was just, you know, sort of overrun with sort of, you know, places to, you know, park people and everything. Yeah. It was pretty full on. It was a fantastic day.
It was good. Yeah.
So we're doing it again, 29th of March, and obviously day before Easter, Friday, Good Friday, so we're going to have some Easter fun with some sort of treats and things, but also the main focus, obviously, of the event, as well as having a fantastic lineup of speakers, workshops and exhibitors, is all about sort of networking, sort of getting people sort of out and about, sort of not sort of stuck in front of their computers, to come and have a chat with fellow colleagues and sort of make new friends and business connections, really. So obviously with that in mind, we are sort of heavily focused on, we've got some really good speed networking sessions throughout the day, which is always great fun.
Yeah,
really,
they are. Yeah.
Loud and, you know, a great way of meeting lots of people in a short amount of time. Mm. And as well as that, we're also having, which is new this year, which we're really excited about, some facilitated networking sessions hosted by Mark Goldfinch. And they'll be taking place in the exhibition area. And he'll be hosting those with sort of good way of sort of picking up some new networking tips and things to think about when getting out there networking. Come and grab obviously a free cup of coffee with him as well. So good excuse to get out, really.
Absolutely,
for a free cuppa.
Absolutely. So that's Mark Goldfinch facilitating those. Mark is from Drive Your Marketing. And you've got some speakers there as well, I guess.
Yeah, we have. We've got a fantastic lineup of speakers again. We are we've got sort of sessions on all about sort of sales from Julie Holmes. She'll be looking at sort of she's a ambassador selling masterclass she'll be hosting. Mm. Also a digital session as well. We've got panel sessions. As I say, lots going on. We're going to have digital sort of one-to-one surgeries as such as well. Mm-hmm. So if you've got any queries on sort of your digital marketing or need some help with anything, come up and, Whitefish Marketing will be hosting those as well, and they'll be running throughout the day.
Okay, cool.
plus free lunch and network with our friends at Business Computer Solutions as well. David Shaw will be hosting that. So loads going on, really.
Absolutely. And there's an exhibition as well, I guess?
Yeah, we've got our exhibition again on the two floors. We've got a couple of stands still left, but so you know, let me know if that's of interest to anybody. But yeah, so should be another great day.
Absolutely. And it's going to be one of those long, epic days as well, he says, remembering last year.
Because
I chaired all three events last year, and it was 19 hours I was doing that, because there's a breakfast event, there's a Grow Kent event, and then in the evening we have the Canterbury Business Awards, yeah?
We do, and we've got the same again this year, so no doubt you'll be sneaking off for a sleep in your car again.
Oh, yeah, like I tried to last. I tried to sneak off for a sleep in the car, because I've been up since 6 and I was there till midnight. And I just fell asleep when there was a tapping on the window, and it was Martin White going, "My battery's flat. Can you give me a jump start?" So it didn't work.
It woke you up.
It woke me up, yeah. But the Canterbury Awards, it was the first running of those last year, wasn't it?
And it was.
It was a brilliant evening. We had over 80 people there, I think, at the dinner.
Yeah, we did indeed. And again, we've actually just closed the applications on Friday for this year's awards. And we've had sort of even more entries again this year. So we're looking forward to another fantastic evening. Again, good excuse to kind of come along, network, and meet lots of people.
Brilliant.
And obviously we've got the day off the next day, being a bank holiday. So I think people are making the most of that.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, absolutely. And why not? It's going to be a great event. It was a fabulous event last year. It's going to be even better and bigger this year. So do come along, everybody, and we'll see you on March the 29th at the Spitfire Ground. Penny, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Punk Show and telling us about that. And we wish you much success with that event and all of the events you run. They're really good, and well done.
Thank you very much. Thank
okay,
you.
Thanks.
Have
we'll talk
day.
To you again soon. Thanks, Penny. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Penny Wallace talking about her event on the 29th of March there at the Spitfire Grounds in Canterbury, the cricket club.
And that's Grow Kent, East Kent. It's also, there's a breakfast meeting in the morning. I need to get into training again for this. This is a long old day.
Yeah. But, well, you need to take a sleeping bag, obviously, and hide from Martin White somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. It's just keep away from Martin. That's the thing.
Bring that igloo round.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's what you need. Anyway, so I'm looking forward to it, because it was a great day last time, and the awards event in the evening was brilliant too. So do get along to that.
And Adam Mikowski of Fab Deer.
He's
so innovative, this chap.
He is. He's doing 3D printing, isn't he?
Yeah. So he says, do you have enough, he said, this is a Polish accent, do you have enough of coins?
That's Polish, is it?
Yeah, okay. My
right.
Polish.
I'm glad you told us that.
Do you have enough of coins noise during drive? See, it's like Russian, you know? I don't know if I can do it.
Yeah, he's going to he's going to come and punch you with an accent like that, anyway. And I wouldn't blame him in the slightest.
Do you have enough of coins noise during drive? Can we have a shout out, Business Bunker, about our new project? He goes into English now. Prototype of car coins organizer, best solution for you, and also handy for taxis and bus drivers. So 3D printing. So what he's done is he's put this amazing picture. You know when you were a kid and you had those little money boxes that would count all your 20p's? In your day it was florin.
Groats.
Groats, florin.
Yeah, it's my pocket money was a groat.
Or a goat, even as a swap, probably in your day. You'd probably swap a chicken for a goat or a hen.
Goats cost at least a penny back then.
I would think so. And then your jamboree bag, how much that
Never
was?
Got a goat in a jamboree bag.
No, you didn't.
Didn't fit.
But jamboree bags were good, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
It's only you and me that know what we're talking about now.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so he's got these lovely little pictures of where the coins fit in.
Good.
Can you see, listener? So check out this tweet. We will retweet it, but it's FABBDEA at Fabdia. Great idea. If you've got your money rolling around, it compartmentalizes all your little florins and your 20p's and your, what is it, groats?
Groats, farthings. Yeah.
So that's a good one. You'll check out our timeline. You'll see that we've retweeted him.
And your rupees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you want to buy it.
I had a tweet from Dragon Co-working. Waffle 3, the best non-networking event ever. And it's taking place on April the 19th, sponsored by ZC Social Media. And it's taking place at Dragon Co-working, which is in Chatham at the St. George's Hotel. So do check that out. Give them a follow on the Twitter, Dragon Co-working, and find out all about it. I've got some other events to read out that they've got going on at Dragon Co-working, and I'll read those out a bit later. But right now, I want to talk to our next guest and our first studio guest.
I do.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome for the very first time onto the Business Bunker Show, onto this, into the studio, the lovely Susie Fish.
Hello, and thank you for inviting me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you for joining us, Susie. It's great to see you. There's a number of things I want to talk to you about, but we'll start off with Tropic by Susie, which is your main business.
Empowering Natural Beauty now.
Empowering Natural Beauty.
Yes, so Tropic by Susie Fish comes under that banner, but Empowering Natural Beauty is kind of what I'm all about.
Fantastic. So I'm going to get this all totally wrong, and then you're going to tell me off, but
okay.
I don't care because I'm like that. I'm mischievous like that. Basically, as I understand it, what you're offering is eco and green based beauty products and I don't know what you call them, you know, things that ladies have in medicine cabinets, creams and
men.
Do they?
Men use them as well.
Do they really?
They do.
Okay.
Lotions,
well,
and potions.
That's it. That's what I was looking for. Lotions, yeah, and potions. Why don't you explain what it is properly rather than me waffling incessantly about
I'm
nothing.
I'm so glad you said that.
Yeah. I'm actually quite impressed with how well you did, actually, Paul. But, what we offer is environmentally friendly and very ethical skincare range and makeup that's safe for you and the environment.
Okay. So, enlighten me a little bit, being of the blokey persuasion. what makes it green and ethical as opposed to some of the other things that you can buy in, you know, high street kind of pharmacies or whatever?
Sure. So unfortunately, most skincare brands out there actually have, between 80 to 90% of them actually have known toxins in them.
Right.
So where we're coming from is that there's no toxic chemicals in ours whatsoever.
Okay.
So they're completely green, completely clean, 100% safe, and also effective.
So they're kind of natural products rather than something that was knocked up in a laboratory.
No, well, they are all evidence-based. They're all made in our Surrey Beauty Kitchen.
Oh, sure. No, but I mean, they're not made of chemicals is what I was getting at.
They're not made of toxic chemicals because, as we all know, water is a chemical.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, she's getting all pedantic now.
And
yeah,
I tell you why, because I've had people say exactly the same thing to me.
Oh, have you? Some pedantic person goes, there's water in that.
Exactly.
And that's a molecule.
But no, there's nothing toxic in it.
Just to put this in perspective, I did a little bit of research last night while I was eating a currant bun, and I looked at heavy metal contamination. And I went on to the Environmental Defence Board in Canada. They tested 49 pieces of makeup from 6 Canadian women. 100% contained nickel, 96% contained lead, 51% contained cadmium, and 20% contained arsenic. And I was horrified. And these are popular brands that ladies that are listening, or women,
for many years, lead was the main ingredient for makeup, wasn't it?
Red lipstick, of course.
It was. You know, that's why.
Well, you always used to wear that shade.
It did my complexion in no end.
Well, they actually brought out a product called Radiol, which had radium in it, and it was meant to make you glow.
Well, I bet it did. That worked.
They did stop that eventually.
Well, one lip gloss that this book I'm reading, that she was using, and I won't say the name because we'll get sued, but it contained 70 ppms of arsenic, while the maximum
permitted per million.
Thank you. The maximum permitted in food is 0.1 parts per million. So that was 700 times what you could have in food, as being toxic. So I'm wondering, I got this from the environmentaldefence.ca website in Canada. Do we have any sort of equivalent body in England that we can?
Fortunately, yes, we do. And this is what we're up against. It's about making consumers aware of what's in their products. But in terms of the equivalent, we've got Environmental Working Group, and they can be found on ewg.org.
She's good, this girl.
She knows her stuff.
And they've done lots of their own research as well. And there was one they did which was really interesting with teenagers. And they were full, you know, they're the ones that most like to wear makeup. And and they were full of all these toxic chemicals, in particular triclosan, parabens and phthalates as well. And they're the most common hormone disruptors out there. They had 100 of these teenager girls aged between 14 to 18. For 3 days, they only used natural skincare. Mm. And those amounts decreased, so tryptophan decreased in 35%, parabens by 44%, phthalates by 27%.
That's
so
incredible.
That's why it makes sense to choose something that's naturally derived.
So they're absorbing it through their skin, through their hair, through the products that they're
using. She's on about hair again, isn't she? She does that to me all the time.
So your parting's lovely, I've said.
Thank you.
But it's a really interesting thing you've mentioned there, because most people aren't aware that 90% of what you put onto children's skin ends up in their bloodstream, and 60% of what you put on adult skin ends up in their bloodstream. So it gets passed through the umbilical cord. It, you know, it has huge, huge impact on
this
our health.
Triclosan.
Yes.
I read actually in the Daily Mail because people are now turning on to this fact that what we put and what we, you know, absorb is found commonly in toothpaste as well. So we're taking, and it's, they said it causes cancer. So in many, I don't use toothpaste like Colgate or anything. I use one of yours.
She uses a stick.
Yeah,
she uses a stick and some grit to clean her teeth.
In fact, I have no teeth.
Yeah,
but
her teeth are plywood anyway.
They're pigs. But why I want to know, Susie, why you got into this business, why you chose.
I was just going to ask that.
Well, I want to know.
Okay.
So, for me, I was working as an employability trainer. So I was helping the long-term unemployed, building their confidence, helping them get back into work. And it was challenging, but I enjoyed that. What I really struggled with was the environment, and I found it was a complete clash of values for me. And I actually got quite unwell and sick, so I couldn't leave because I didn't want to, you know, too unwell to look for a job, didn't want to continue doing that anyway, didn't want to go back to my background, which was executive admin. Fortunately, to save money, they actually made all the trainers redundant. So I was like, woohoo! And my friend invited me to a Tropic Roadshow. And between you and me, I really wasn't interested in doing skincare or makeup, but I thought it might help give me an idea what I do want to do. And I fell in love with Susie Ma, the founder, fell in love with the products, and completely fell in love with the ethos, which I realized was the clash of values actually ticked every single one of my values.
Sure.
Like freedom, flexibility, autonomy.
It's important, isn't it? I don't want to interrupt you, but it's important that, and it doesn't matter whether I agree with it, your values or not, or whether anybody else does. It's what makes you comfortable. Because when you're comfortable with what you're doing and it aligns with your values, it makes it, you know, it makes it a joy to do what you do.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the passion comes through. And I'm so passionate about getting the word out there. Mm. I mean, when I left another well-known pharmaceutical company for my sins that I used to work at here in Kent, I actually left there not knowing what I was going to do except to impart knowledge and develop and inspire others, which is a really weird thing, right? But that's actually now exactly what I'm doing. And
right.
I love it.
Okay, cool. No, that's really good. Now, for those people that don't know the company that you work for and don't know your range of products, just give us an overview of the kind of products that you're talking about here.
And also, is Alan Sugar still involved?
Absolutely. So,
Alan.
You're fired.
Actually, it's Lord Alan Sugar.
Is it Lord?
So it's Tropic Skincare, and we are the fastest growing beauty brand in the last 2 years in a row with the Sunday Times Virgin. And we've won over 65 awards now in the last 4.5 years. So we're a huge business going from strength to strength. And what we do is about encouraging an entrepreneurial Britain. So it's about encouraging not just women, but mainly women to be able to set up in business or boost their income. So there's that aspect to it. And yes, actually, Lord Alan Sugar is a 50% partner in the business because Susie Ma was on The Apprentice, and although she didn't win, he actually invested in her anyway.
Mm.
And he's a great supporter.
Mm. Oh, that's good, and it's a great story. And I take it they're a British brand.
They are. Everything's made in the UK in our Surrey Beauty Kitchen by our beauty chefs.
But
beauty chefs.
The founder.
I like it.
The founder is actually Australian, isn't she?
So she's actually Chinese, but she grew up in Australia.
So all those lovely.
So she grew up in the rainforest outside Cairns, and so that's where her love and knowledge really of natural products comes from, and also her grandmother, who was a research scientist, who's studied the long-term impacts of pharmaceutical ingredients on people's bodies, and she never gave her daughter or Susie anything that wasn't natural.
Okay,
the,
cool.
The scent so, of this, Paul.
What?
Have you had a...
don't squirt things at me,
the scent of this. This is the superfood...
She's already... listener, she's already sprayed me in the face when I wasn't looking.
I know.
This is Jules I'm talking about. No, Susie wouldn't do anything like that. It's Jules.
I was just marking my territory. I'm saying
that. Why are you sniffing that? What is it?
This is superfood hand therapy.
Are you eating it or sniffing it?
You could eat this.
Yeah, I'm sure. I noticed you licking the top.
You shouldn't. You never know when your next meal's coming from.
Yeah.
But it's made naturally with olive squalane. What's a squalane?
That's a really good question, Jules.
It's a what?
A squalane.
It's a part. It's natural plants.
Mm. Okay. And also papaya extract, of course. You'd think of that from the tropical rainforest. And oat milk. So you could eat this. I mean, and so something you put on your skin, this is what I always say.
Well, that's what I was trying to get to. What are you going to do with it apart from eat it? Because you're not going to eat it. What
I'm
do you do with
it? I'm going to put it on my hands or feet. But I guess you've got a stronger one for feet.
We have, yes. Yeah.
Well,
you'd need a strong one for your...
Yeah, it comes smell.
I think you really need to try it, Paul, to see what it's
here
like.
Here, give me your...
I'm trying to work out... I'm trying to find... I can't. I've got a bad back. I can't get over there. Now, put a lid on and throw it at me.
We'll get him later, listeners.
I'll do it, but I couldn't reach.
I've got a really nasty habit at my family of throwing things. And I had a family lunch. I threw a big jar of peanut butter, the Whole Foods one, and the lid came off. And the oil went all over my living room, up my handbag, ruined my purse, because my son didn't catch it. Good boy. Yes. Well done. Good catch.
Okay, so it's a super...
You always had something to eat, though, didn't you?
It's a superfood hand therapy. And
you just squirted it all over the mic.
I have, yeah. And what you do is you rub it in your hands, yeah?
Well, absolutely.
Or anywhere.
I think I've got a bit too much.
You've probably got quite a lot, so you might want to up your arms. And
you're just taking half her profit away for the month there.
Yeah, yeah.
With that side.
I'm not going to be able to push any buttons now because they're all going to skid. Yeah.
And make sure you sniff it as well.
I can smell it. Really, it's quite a pleasant smell, actually.
That's such a man thing to say.
I know. Quite a pleasant smell.
Well, what do you expect me to say?
Very citrusy, so lemon, lime, grapefruit, bergamot.
I can smell the bergamot.
Mm. The shower gels I'm very fond of. I know, I mean, I'm wearing your lipstick now.
Yes.
Lip liner and lipstick. And that's really, I think the author that I was reading, Isabella Wentz, who's a pharmacist.
Where'd she go?
Isabella Wentz.
Yeah, where'd she go?
Wentz, if you want to Google her. She's a pharmacist. She's American. So she writes about Hashimoto's and thyroid. And she is saying that all of the...
Hashimoto's.
Hashimoto's. That's what I've got, darling. Low thyroid, in other words.
Hashimoto's.
Hashimoto.
Is that some kind of Cockney rhyming slang?
Sounds like a Japanese car, doesn't it?
Yeah. Are you trying to tell us you got...
Hashimoto is the doctor that found out about low thyroid, which is an autoimmune disease, Paul.
Oh, Andrew, okay.
Where your body thinks that your thyroid is an invader attacks it.
I thought you was kind of, you know, like Chow Fonts or something.
Trust you to make light. Anyway, I've been reading her book avidly and she was wearing a lip gloss.
Hey, I'll tell you what, sorry to interrupt, but you're boring.
But you're going to.
I tell you what, that sunk in. Really not, because I put far too much on. I put a big splodge on.
It's quite unusual for things to sink in, isn't it, really, with you?
Yeah, normally it doesn't happen. It goes over my head normally.
Glad we finally got there.
It's your parting.
Well, I put some on about 10 minutes ago and it's soaked right in. And
it's
Susie, feel my hand. It's extremely soft.
Yeah.
She slipped right off there.
It's amazing stuff.
What's your biggest seller? What's your top seller?
So our top seller is actually one of my favourite products. It's our smoothing cleanser. Really, really lovely product, smells divine, and it just melts away your makeup and your eye makeup. So you only need the one product.
What, even a waterproof?
Even waterproof,
wow.
Yes.
And do you do a waterproof mascara?
So we do a water-resistant mascara.
Okay.
And we actually, I tend to find that's fine in the rain, personally.
Do you find that, Paul, with your
mascara? Yeah. No, I'm fine with that. Yeah.
Okay, when you're gorgeous, Paul.
Yeah, when I take my makeup off.
What are you putting on now?
My legs.
Rubbing on his
I'm rubbing on my shins. I've got dry shins.
He actually put half the pot onto his hand.
Well, you need to up your essential fatty acids.
I was thinking that.
Yeah, definitely.
I was thinking that when I was putting it on. I was thinking, do you know what? I need to up my essential fatty acids.
That and some microdermabrasion, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
And the antioxidants.
Yeah. So your biggest seller, your top seller is the cleanser, which surprises me, really, because you do so many amazing things.
We do. I mean, our very first product that Susie Ma actually brought at age 15 at Greenwich Market was our Body Smooth. And she just had jam jars that she got off eBay. She borrowed borrowed a couple of sports bottle, water bottles from the school. She printed off her own labels and she just got people to try it. And that was the start of the business. That's where it all stemmed from.
Passionate.
Fantastic.
So with the makeup, going back to the colours, if you're not using chemicals, can you get, you know, I wear this bright green always and I wear a purple. Can you get
I thought that was
colours?
A bruise.
I'll be bruising you later. But can you get those kind of colours? I mean, would you use, for example, mica? Or is mica not allowed?
I like mica. Yeah. What was that song he did?
Well, why don't you like me?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm wondering now. In fact, I know. Mica is actually, you see it in the desert where was I? Namibia.
Isn't mica
or
fool's
Nambia
gold?
Is
mica fool's gold? Is that right?
What?
Is it like gold flakes?
Yeah, yeah.
Mica?
You see it in the stones in the desert.
Yeah.
Everywhere. And I think I used to work for a company years ago in my 20s, which was Ultra Glow, which was one of the first, a bit like, what's the one that now that everybody uses, the powder that everybody loves, you know, bronzes you and all that.
Don't know.
Yeah. No, there's one that everybody's using at the moment.
Chili powder?
No. Oh.
Well, anyway, of course it would be Tropic. So.
Can you get bright colours is my question.
Yes, you can, absolutely. Okay. So we have four different eyeshadow ranges. That's the one you were talking about. And they're 100% safe for you. And they look great. And I tend to, if I'm doing a morning breakfast meeting, don't get home till 12 o'clock at night after a pamper, I'm not the sort of person to reapply my makeup and it lasts all day.
Wow. Well, your skin looks amazing, I have to say. Doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Yeah, it does look amazing. And tell us about your pamper evenings then, or afternoons.
Yeah, mornings, afternoons or evenings. I love my pamper sessions. So it's a chance where I get to go around a customer's house and they invite their friends. And we just get to explore all the products. We get to try them, get to smell them, offer
facials.
I'm still
wiping it in.
And I do makeup. I do PJ and pamper. That's quite fun. You're sitting there with your face packs on. So different themes. And it's a chance for the hostess to get free products as well.
So you could do that, Paul. You could have a pamper party in your PJs.
In me PJs.
Yeah.
I don't wear PJs.
Save you having to watch that film again.
I don't wear PJs. I wear a string vest. Can I do it in my string vest?
That is too much information.
Is it?
Yeah.
Perhaps do it on your own. I'll just leave the products with people.
And so where are you going now? What are you doing now with your products?
So where am I going now?
You said to me you were going to helm a new business networking event.
Yeah. Well, I just want to get the word out there, really, about being aware of what you're putting on your skin, that you can put something new on your skin. So part of doing that is, yes, I'm involved with a new networking group now. Very new to Kent, but they're actually well established in the West Country. And they're called We Mean Biz. Mm-hmm. And they meet currently in Medway and Maidstone, but we're also going to be launching in Ashford. And it's a lunchtime session. It's a real community, it's a very supportive environment, and where we're actually encouraged to really get to know each other and really support each other. And there's lots of training and workshops and business support that you can tap into. So I'm loving it. It's a great group to be involved in.
Well, my new husband told me to tell you that for Christmas, he had your foot care thing in products in the whitish bluish box.
Yes.
So there were three things in there.
Walk in the beach collection.
Thank you very much. And he absolutely loves it because his feet are terrible, my new husband's.
I've heard. Yeah,
They were terrible.
They crack very easily. So.
Okay, we're kind of approaching a halfway point in the show, and I want to make sure that if people want to find out more about Susie's products, how they can do that. So what's the best way for them to get in contact with you, Susie?
So I have a website called empoweringnaturalbeauty.com. And I also have a Facebook page, which is Tropic by Susie Fish, and a Facebook private group that you can come and join in the community, which is Empowering Natural Beauty.
Fantastic. Thank you for that, Susie. I'm going to tell you about this as well, which is We Mean Biz that Susie just mentioned. As she said, they meet currently in Medway and in Maidstone. And the Medway group meets on the third Tuesday of every month at the Bridgewood Manor Hotel. That's at the top of Bluebell Hill. And then the Maidstone group meets on the fourth Thursday of every month at the Oakwood Manor Hotel. That's up the Sunbridge Road by Mid-Kent College. And their website is wemeanbiz.co.uk.
Excellent. Thank you.
Susie, thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. Do stay with us for the rest of the show.
Will do.
But for the moment, the absolutely gorgeous Susie Fish.
Thank you.
Pass that hand cream back.
I was clapping, but my hands kept slipping apart.
Listen, the Venues and Events Expo on the Twitter has said, please give us a shout out today, Vanilla Web Jewel Cirque in B Bunker. We have a few stands left and are looking for suppliers such as printers, photographers, caterers to be part of our new exhibition. For details, please visit venuesevents.expo.co.uk.
Fantastic. We've had a tweet from Terry Botfield. He says, having a great show. We've got a new Marsh Breakfast networking at 7:45 a.m. on the 15th of March at Dymchurch. That'll be at the Ship Hotel in Dymchurch High Street. If you want to find out more, go to Terry's website, which is Botfield Associates, and look on the events page there, or you can follow Terry on the Twitter, and his Twitter handle is a rather lovely TDBotty.
Yeah,
B-O-T-T-Y, TDBotty. So do give Terry a follow. He has, there is Marsh Coffee Morning tomorrow at the Sinkport Arms in New Romney High Street. And I happen to know that because I'm going. Sinkport Arms.
Sink. It's not a basin, is it?
Yeah, Sinkport Arms.
I thought you were fluent in French.
I am. That's not French, it's Norman.
Is it Normandy?
Yeah. Well, that's what Norman told me anyway.
Okay. When is that event?
The one I'm going to, tomorrow
Sank
morning.
One. Okay.
Tomorrow morning at the Sinkport Arms.
Will you be up in your string vest in time?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Amanda's taking me in my dressing gown.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Venues, I've just read this, the Kent event deck.
Well, don't read it again then, read something else.
I will.
That's a clue then.
Somebody's trying to trick me. ZC Live, a one-day social media and digital event. It's Friday the 1st of June, listener. It's at Strood Academy in Rochester. It's free to attend, 8:30 to 4 p.m. Learn how to accelerate your digital and social media marketing in your business. And you're going to learn how to build your online presence and awareness, how to become a successful influencer within your field, how to turn your knowledge into product, and how to increase your leads via digital marketing. You can build your business brand and be noticed from anywhere in the world, giving you more opportunities. So for more information, please go to zcsocialmedia.com, and all details, as usual, are on the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website.
Fantastic. We had a tweet from a new listener, Pest Attack.
Nude?
New.
Oh, sorry.
New. Okay. Pest Attack. And their Twitter handle is Pest Attack 1, P-E-S-T-A-T-A-K. It says, Business Bunker, have a great show. Could we have a shout out, please? At Pest Attack, we offer quality pest control for business and domestic premises throughout Kent. You can contact us via email at info@pestattack.co.uk, or you can phone us on Canterbury. That's 01227 768 189. That's 01227 768 189, or email info@pestattack.co.uk.
Great idea, because once you get one mouse, there'll be lots.
Absolutely. We've also had a tweet from Anthony Jones, AJ Photography Info. AJ Photo Info is his Twitter handle.
Yeah.
And I can see the secondary tweet, but I can't see the first one. Where's that gone? I can't see it now.
My phone has gone awry. It's still tweeting out. Look, it's just all gone.
I'll find that in a minute. I'll read it out in the second half. But anyway, if you give Anthony a follow, in any case, he's a professional photographer. So I do give him a follow.
He's based on Sheppey, I believe.
He is indeed, yeah.
And he sent a beautiful photo, I don't know if you saw, of a radish, because I was talking about this.
That's the one I was looking at, that's the tweet I'm looking for.
Oh, well, the power of the radish. Right. That was something that I tweeted. Power of the radish is incredibly, radishes are very, very good for you. I expect Susie will make a radish cream.
That sounds a bit like the way of the watermelon or whatever.
I was shocked when I was in China because they had exploding watermelons.
Yeah.
Why were they exploding, Paul Andrews?
You know?
Because they were injecting them with growth hormones.
Really?
You see? So you've got to be really careful what you eat nowadays. So I was talking about the power of
What were they doing? Entering them for the Tour de France or what?
No, they were trying to make a profit by making these great big and they filled it full of growth hormone. I get very cross about that sort of thing, see?
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Do you know what we're going to do now? We're going to swap over to...